Welcome back. I want to thank our guest, Gary Coff, for staying on the line with us during that break. And just before the break, by the way, I will remind you, we're Bill and Allison Mancara on HillCountryPatriot.com, 104.3 in Kerrville. And we want to thank Gary Coff for...
And 102.1 in Fredericksburg and Stonewall. Don't forget our neighbors.
We want to thank Gary for staying on the line. And just before the break, he made a reference to COVID, and we would really like for him to pick up on that.
Yeah, Allison, to lead into that, let me give just a quick overview about the Great Reset, which ties in with COVID. The director, the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum is a guy by the name of Klaus Schwab from Germany. And he wrote a book called COVID-19: The Great Reset. COVID-19, The Great Reset. So from the viewpoint of the World Economic Forum, they see this COVID crisis as the beginning of their Great Reset, and people need to understand that. The World Economic Forum has told us what this is all about, and I quote them, "There is an urgent need for global stakeholders to cooperate in simultaneously managing the direct consequences of the COVID-19 crisis. To improve the state of the World Economic Forum is starting the Great Reset Initiative." And so that's how it was launched. Now back to Klaus Schwab. According to him, he refers to the current technological advance as the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And to him, it means that the world is moving toward, quote, a true global civilization, end quote. Schwab predicts that this Fourth Industrial Revolution will, again, I quote, lift humanity into a new collective and moral consciousness, end quote. Transhumanism is to be part of this. Artificial intelligence, he says, will surpass even the best human performances at specific tasks. These new technologies, quote, will not stop at becoming part of the physical world around us. They will become part of us, Schwab says. So you have the World Economic Forum that is really driving the response to the COVID crisis and has actually been involved from the beginning in behind the scenes managing the narrative to this crisis. I want to bring in one other element, if I can pull this out here. I've got all these sheets with quotes on them spread out on my desk here because I wanted to share them. I know our time is limited. This is from an archbishop in the Catholic Church, Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano. A lot of people call his last name Vigano. The Italian pronunciation, I believe, is Vigano. Right before the election, last year, on October 25th, he wrote an open letter to President Trump expressing his concerns about what is going on in the world. I just want to share a couple paragraphs with you. This is quite eye-opening. He says, "A global plan called the Great Reset is underway. Its architect is a global elite that want to subdue all of humanity, imposing coercive measures with which to drastically limit individual freedoms and those of entire populations." Now, I just want to insert here, this is a Vatican insider, okay? He sees what's going on inside the Vatican, and as a Catholic, was so disturbed that he's speaking out against it. Now, I continue with his quote. He says, "Behind the world leaders who are the accomplices and executors of this infernal project, there are unscrupulous characters who finance the World Economic Forum and Event 201, promoting their agenda. The purpose of the Great Reset is the imposition of a health dictatorship. Hidden behind tempting promises of ensuring a universal income and canceling individual debt, the price of these concessions from the International Monetary Fund will be the renunciation of private property and adherence to a program of vaccination against COVID-19 and COVID-21 promoted by Bill Gates with the collaboration of the main pharmaceutical groups." He goes on, he talks about, quote, the requirement of a health passport and a digital ID. Those who do not accept these measures will be confined in detention camps or placed under house arrest, and all their assets will be confiscated. He goes on, he says, as is now clear, the one who occupies the chair of Peter, he's referring to the Pope here, has betrayed his role from the very beginning in order to defend and promote the globalist ideology, supporting the agenda of the deep church who chose him from its ranks, end quote. And he goes on from there and shares even more. So what we're up against here now is that this isn't just being promoted by powerful economic forces who influence politics. You've got the current Pope involved in endorsing this. His specific role has been felt the most in the area of climate change, coming out strongly in favor of major political changes through the United Nations, being forced upon the entire world in the name of climate change. And all this pushes us toward a one-world government system together with the COVID crisis. So he's a key player in this, as is George Soros, who attends the World Economic Forum meetings, along with Bill Gates, the Rockefeller Carnegie grouping of foundations are, I would say, perhaps the most powerful influence behind the scenes in this country, who are helping to finance this agenda. Right. And then you also have a growing number of Protestant Christian leaders through the World Council of Churches also coming on board with this and pushing for unification with the Vatican. So you have a coming together now of top Catholic officials, top Protestant figures, and some real wolves in sheep's clothing that many people have trusted over the years who are going to turn out to be on the other side. So we really need to be very, very discerning right now on all of these developments because they are very, very real. I promise you I'm not making this up.
Well, that's fascinating, Gary. We're talking with Gary Kaa, author of En Route to Global Occupation and the New World Religion. Running with Bill and Allison Mancaro and Gary Kaa. Website is garykaa.org. That's GaryKaah.org. Well, Gary, I once heard a quote, you know, there'll be some people in our audience who are saying, oh, this is conspiracy theory stuff and, you know, the tinfoil hat business. I once heard a friend of mine say, and I thought it had a lot of wisdom behind it. He said, well, you know, some people believe in the conspiracy theory of history and the others believe in the coincidence theory.
Well, I would say, rather than conspiracy theory, I believe in conspiracy truth. Sure. I believe this is conspiracy. As a Christian, I believe that almost from the beginning, there's been a conspiracy. If you go back to Adam and Eve, Satan conspired against God by seducing them to sin. And we've witnessed a spiritual battle in this world ever since. So if a person is a true Christian, I believe they have to believe in a conspiracy. In other words, evil against good and good trying to overcome evil. And you can narrow much of what is happening in the world down to this battle between good and evil. And there are people who either naively and unscrupulously have been drawn into this movement. I believe there are many of those, but there are also those who basically have sold their souls to the devil. They understand what they're doing. They want to bring about a one-world occult-based government steeped heavily in Eastern mysticism and the occult. And in their own writings, I lay this out in my second book, The New World Religion, which has hundreds of quotes in it. In fact, I have an appendix section at the back, which consists largely of quotes, revealing exactly what these people themselves are telling. The problem is today, anytime anyone mentions the word conspiracy, the media jumps on it, calls them a conspiracy theorist, and that itself is a deception of the enemy. So I generally refrain from calling it a conspiracy. There are other terms we can use. We can call it a joint endeavor or a collaborative effort. There are all kinds of different terms you can use, but they all indicate a grouping of individuals sharing a common worldview, pushing in the same direction. And we are witnessing a clash of this one-world push, that worldview, against the Judeo-Christian worldview of this country that believes in the God of the Bible and the morality that comes with it. And the further we as a world move away from the Judeo-Christian ethic, the more vulnerable we become to Satan's deceptions, and that's what's gotten us into the predicament that we're in right now. People think they're smart in this country. The more educated they are, the more liberal they've become, the more anti our Constitution and pro-UN world government they get. A high school graduate, on the whole, is more conservative than a college graduate with an undergraduate degree, who is more conservative than a college graduate with a master's degree or a doctorate degree. The more we're exposed to the university system in the United States today, instead of becoming smarter, people are becoming dumber. They're being duped by their college professors, 92 to 93% of whom consistently vote socialist. That's a fact. And that's a big part of the problem, along with many of our so-called Christian leaders who have compromised the faith and have been backing this agenda now for the past 10 to 20 years, if not longer.
Mm-hmm. Exactly true. Exactly true. You know, and I often say you don't have to believe in a conspiracy theory. All you have to do is read what the, if you want to call them, the conspirators themselves are saying openly, as you have quoted, and you certainly quote, I've got your two books in front of me, page after page of original sources. In many cases, you have put in exact copies of their documents. You don't just quote them; you put in exactly what they said by in their own on their own documents. So I commend you for that. I know we've got a few minutes left, and speaking of conspiracies, I just wanted to point out that, and as you well know, this verse and many of our audience do. From Ephesians, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what's, of course, behind all this. And this is what you wrote about in your second book, The New World Religion. As I said, I have a copy of it right here, The Spiritual Roots of Global Government. I want to encourage people to get copies of both of Gary's books. You can do that at garyka.org. That's GaryKaH.org. In the few minutes we have left, we have so much to talk about.
I do want to say we just had someone text in, and he said, I can't believe what I'm hearing. I hope this is being recorded.
It is.
And I assured him, yes, it is being recorded.
It is. So we'll make that available to our audience.
He wants to have copies of it to send to his friends.
Right. Glad to hear that. In the few minutes we have left, I've got so many questions for you, Gary. One of them is, you mentioned private property in the hands of the elite, and that's certainly going on in the housing market. I just read the other day that BlackRock and some of these other multi-billion-dollar corporations are buying up entire neighborhoods and making them rental houses. Eventually, we're going to pay to rent everything and own nothing, except the elites will own all the private properties as they do in communist countries. Are you seeing the same thing?
Yeah, I think that's part of the problem why home prices have been driven up so high, is because you have a lot of corporate purchases going on, along with some of the pent-up demand because of the COVID crisis. So a lot of this is planned out, at least to an extent, and then it becomes a trend. And I believe that the COVID crisis is going to be used. They're going to tighten the screws more and more, and if you don't play their game, if you don't take the vaccine, look out. And so we need to be prepared for some real persecution coming upon this country, and we need to take a stand now while we can. And if 50% of the people in this country take a stand, they're not going to be able to force this on us. But if people do not band together and stand firm, we're going to lose our freedoms very soon. Within 2 years, this could all be over. Said and done. I hope that's not the case, but I'm just saying it could be. By the way, we keep people up to date regarding these developments, which build upon the foundation of my book through a research news journal that we publish, and people can subscribe to that at our website, garykaah.org.
Great. That's GaryKaah.org. We have a text question from someone in our audience. What time frame does the WEF, the World Economic Forum, declare as their implementation?
Well, on the economic front, the new economic system that they want to implement has been ready to go for over 2 years. They're waiting for the right moment. It's going to take some type of global economic crisis. I believe they're using the COVID situation to try to create that crisis to shut down the global economy and either collapse it entirely or at least produce the feeling that if we don't do something, it is going to collapse. Because if everything's going fine with the economy, there's no reason to accept drastic change. So they have to get the global population to think, wow, we have to do something to get out of this situation. And they're helping to orchestrate that type of environment right now. So look for the prospect of an economic collapse, or again, the feeling that there will be a collapse, that it's inevitable unless they do something. That's where all of this is going. And again, they're going to use the COVID crisis and anything else that they can to get us to that point. Now, I can't tell you if it's going to be in the next few months or if it could go on another couple of years. That I cannot tell you. Only God knows. But things are moving quickly.
Well, another and a final question. We only have about a minute left with Gary Cobb, but we, Lord willing, we'll ask if he would be nice enough to come back and join us on another program. The question came in, what can we do? We live in Hill Country, Texas. What can I do?
Well, there are a number of things. Number one, spiritually as a Christian, I tell people you've got to get right with God and get your life in order, because we don't know what the next couple of years hold, but things I think are going to get really dicey in this country. And if people don't have a strong spiritual foundation to stand on, they're going to be swept up in all of this. Financially, get out of debt to the best of your ability. I would say keep some silver, perhaps gold coins on hand for bartering purposes in case we go into a cashless system pretty quickly. People heavily invested in the stock market, I would say limit your exposure to the stock market. It's near an all-time high right now, and I don't believe it can go much further. And also consider getting some farmland if you don't already have some to be able to grow food on and be able to have a water supply and that type of thing, because I think things are going to get difficult in the days ahead. And if you have any doubts about what you need to do, ask the Lord with an open heart, and he will be faithful to guide your thoughts and give you clarity on all of this.
Well, that's a good way to end that, and that also answered someone's question. Has crypto been used to start this? And you mentioned that absolutely crypto is a big part of it, so they can control you financially.
Yes.
We've been talking to Gary Kyle. Lord willing, we'll have him back on the Bill and Allison Mancaro program. Again, his website is garykah.org. That's GarykAh.org. So go there. There's a lot of great material on his website.